I think that the board of Greyhound Racing Ireland have been considering an application from the Lifford Greyhound Racing Club for the last number of months. It's been fairly detailed. They've made some very significant submissions, and I think the board at this point is pleased to grant the licence to operate Greyhound Racing. And there's no doubt that the proposal that the club have made is maybe unique, it's innovative, it's novel, and certainly we are looking forward to seeing how that model will work. And I think the benefits to the community there, particularly the greyhound community, is that commercial greyhound racing will return to Lifford later on in 2021.
What are some of the innovative details of this deal?
Well, firstly, I suppose, from our perspective, there is no request for funding from Greyhound Racing Ireland. What the club are proposing is a self-funded model. They will fund their own prize money. They will fund their own operations. And I think that's possible through a partnership with the UK Tote Group, who will operate the Tote at Lifford. And because of the UK Tote's reach, I suppose, internationally and their customer base, they feel that the model will deliver, I suppose, significant funding, and that funding will be used to support greyhound racing at Lifford Greyhound Track. So it is a unique model. There is no request for financial resources from Greyhound Racing Ireland. We will be involved, obviously, from a regulatory point of view. But it is something fairly exciting, I think, in terms of greyhound racing.
And do you think this is a model that could perhaps maybe revolutionise greyhound racing and how it's run within Ireland?
Yeah, very much so. And I think that was part of the consideration of the board in looking at it. It's untested waters. It's a new departure. It's something that will be tried. And I think all credit to the people in Lifford for coming forward with such an innovation. And I think, yes, we're all looking forward to it working. And if it does work, I think it's something that could be replicated, not just in greyhound racing, but in other sports as well.
And it's noted in the release there's a few details yet to be finalised on the deal. Are you able to reveal what those might be?
Yeah, well, they're minor enough details. It's more around licensing and authorisations, etc. And I'm confident working with Lifford Racing Club, they won't be an issue. It's just part of normal process. But the main item at this point is that the board has agreed to grant a license to Lifford Greyhound Racing Club, and we will work out the details with them between now. And I think it's October they are planning as their opening date.